Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In studio, I have my friend Zach Boone. He's the Vice President of Advancement and Foundation Executive Director for Central Oregon Community College, which we all call COCC. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Yes. I feel like it's been a little while since I've had you in studio.
It's been a little too long. I'll take full ownership of that.
Well, you've been busy.
We've all been busy, but yeah, it's busy. It's
now,
busy.
You've been over there for about 10 years.
Coming up on 10 years,
Have you seen a lot of changes at COCC in that 10 years?
Actually, we have. You know, coming out of COVID sort of reframed how we deliver a lot of our classes and our services, and enrollment's up, and you know, we've had some new buildings, and lots of changes, but all good changes.
Okay. I don't want to bog us down with numbers or anything, and maybe this isn't fair, maybe you don't know. We didn't talk about this in advance, but do you have any idea how many people go to COCC on a given year?
It's a great question, because we have what we call our full-time students, part-time students, adult learners, et cetera. So there are a lot of folks. Over 12,000 folks last year took a class, whether that was credit or non-credit at the college. That's pretty great. Full-time equivalency is like if you took all the people that were there and like boiled them down, if they were full-time students, between 8,000 and 9,000 the last couple of years, and enrollment's up about 3%. So we're feeling good.
I'm always curious. I see these news stories about different colleges adding new courses. Yep. Do you guys have a Taylor Swift or a Beyonce course yet? Because we're all waiting for that.
We don't. We would start that in our adult learning, our non-credit programs first. We test it out and then we bring that degree for you. Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. Yeah, I really want a degree in Taylor Swift and Beyonce music.
I feel like there's something there, right? Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's something there. We have a renowned music department too, so maybe we'll get Maestro Michael Gesme to work on that.
Sure. Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Debut with the Central Oregon Master Singers or something.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have any that you know of off the top of your head? Any weird courses?
President of our past president, Shirley Metcalf, she wouldn't mind me telling this story. She loved the class, How to Use Your iPhone. Oh. It's a great class. You know, we carry these iPhones around. We use about 5% of them, kind of like our brains.
Yeah.
And so she came in one time, this is several years ago, and was teaching me all these things that she'd learned in this class about how to use your iPhone. So, you know, we can also do pesticide application training for you. So, you know, we really cover the range of things.
Well, the iPhone thing is very practical.
Actually, it really was.
Did you do Androids too, or was it really just for iPhone users?
I don't know. I haven't seen the catalog. It was really more for iPhone users, not sponsored by Apple or anything. But actually, there's a great range in our community education offerings, from golf to wine tasting to beer making to how to use your iPhone. On the credit side, a little bit more traditional with those transfer degrees and those CTE programs.
Sure. Because there's many different reasons to go to COCC.
There are.
You know, lining yourself up for a degree in something, but also some people, it's just for enrichment.
Exactly. Yeah, we see a lot of both. But I will tell you where our growth has been is in our career and technical ed programs the last few years. So we call that CTE, and automotive, culinary, vet tech, welding, manufacturing, nursing, medical assisting. These programs are waitlisted. We actually have seen a ton of growth in those programs, which is really, really cool. Good wages coming out, 2 years. You know, this is where our community needs, I think, some folks in the community college sector to fill in the workforce, and we're trying to deliver.
I'm assuming COCC obviously has a website. That's where people go to find out what kind of classes you have and different things you can do.
Yeah, best way, COCC.edu. Just type it into your favorite search engine. There are a lot of offerings. And, you know, exploratory, some students come up and just, they know they want to do something. They want to take a few classes. They don't want to lose momentum, but they're not sure what they want to do. We have great advising, counseling, placement folks to just say, hey, come on up. We'll help you navigate that path.
Let's talk about your expansion in Madras.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. So COCC has four campuses, Bend, Redmond, Prineville, and Madras. We have a huge district. So community colleges in Oregon are organized by districts. Our district is pretty massive, kind of goes from like Chemult, Gilchrist, all the way up into Wasco County. And our Madras campus has been there for 12 years, going on 13 years. We received a gift of land from the Bean Foundation with our board. I'm summarizing a lot of meetings.
Sure.
A couple years, and we're expanding that campus. It's a $20 million project. It's going to bring four new degree programs to Madras and a child care center on campus for up to 100 kiddos. So kind of a game changer for the community. And the first time in COCC's history that you can complete a degree or certificate program without having to come to the Bend campus. So it just gives folks in northern parts of the district a lot more choice and a lot more freedom and not having to drive to Bend for classes. It's pretty cool.
Right. Now, that's a plan that's in place, not happening quite
yet. It's coming up out of the ground. Yeah, we're already right. $17 million committed. It's going to open in January of 26. We're off and running.
Oh, that's
so
quick.
Yeah, medical assisting, nursing, and early childhood ed will be the four programs. And then again, like I said, a child care facility right on site. So now this will be the second building on that campus, and it starts to feel like a little bit of a college campus, right? You're not just one building, you've got two buildings, little coffee cart, etc. Students can come and go, computer center, meeting room, that sort of thing. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I love working in Jefferson County. The community's really supportive. We've got great folks involved. So it's probably the best project I've worked on in my career, Dave, honestly.
Wow. Yeah. And coming soon, 2026, that's going to be right here soon.
It is. You know, the land donation came in 21, and it felt like forever, and now it's like, well, here we go. And we were just up there last night for a board meeting, and it's really cool to see how much progress has been made and see the frames and the form coming up out of the ground.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.